And I'm excited for the season. But yeah, it's good to be back. I mean, we're finally gonna have probably full roster beside Rudiger that is still out. But yeah, we are all kinda excited that we are getting closer for the first season opener.
When you look back at last year, the amount of first quarter touches you got seemed to dictate your night, right? When everyone was injured, you had a ton, you had multi double digit first quarters. As you look back on that, how do you find a way to get in the game even if you're not getting those early touches?
I mean, I know that I'm gonna have a touches and I'm gonna have a shot, but beginning of the game, I'm trying to kind of be aggressive and try to get in the game with some easy bucket or easy shot, because I know on a fourth quarter when game is on the line, then Donovan is gonna have the ball and he gonna decide, obviously, because he's the best player. But like I said, especially in the playoff, the teams are adjusting, so they're doubling Mike or Donovan, so we all are gonna have a. Our shots, we just have to be patient.
Is there a different feeling or vibe, you know, entering today's game knowing, like you said, it's pretty much going to be a full team? Is there any sort of expectations or just more excitement?
I mean, we are still working on our offense and defense, so it's not a big thing that the preseason games, but we are trying to get better every single day, and then it's not the same to play on the workouts than against some other teams and see where we are right now. So we are trying to, like I said, get better every day. And tonight's game is going to be great example of what we are working on.
Boyan, you and I talked last week, but are you gaining more and more confidence still in your body, wrist, shoulder, and just the mindset that you are right now?
I mean, I feel great. Obviously, I had a little shoulder problem. I'm not 100%, but... But overall, I'm doing great. I'm healthy, so it's good for me also to play these two games to get my cardio and my game back. So I know it won't be pretty probably because we didn't play for a while. But that's why we are playing preseason games to get ready for the important stuff.
Any idea how much you're gonna play tonight, or just what the rotation is gonna be like?
I don't have idea, honestly. You gotta ask Quinn.
You don't miss a lot of games historically. Does that mean you play through injuries a lot, or is this the most you felt beat up?
This is the most I feel beat up, but obviously I love to play. I don't like to miss the games. Then I'm losing my rhythm for no reason. So even sometimes when I'm hurt or injured, I'm trying to play. So I don't like to miss the games, even if I had a ankle twist or whatever, some kind of little injuries. So exactly. Yeah.
Do you have that rhythm right now? I mean, do you have a sense of it before you get on the floor, or does it take a while?
I mean, I played for my national team this summer, so I was for whole summer in the shape. I didn't took like couple months off or a couple of weeks off. So I'm in pretty good shape right now. Even the shoulder injury kind of take me away from a court, but I was still able to work individually. So,
well, with this core group being pretty much the same and philosophy being exactly successful for the most part last year, do you see any what would be the difference this season? Is it just more of it better, or is there anything that's been inserted that may be different that Quinn has in store for this team?
I think that it's our big advantage that we have a core group back again for the third year. We had a couple injuries last season, so we were not able to perform the way we wanted in the playoffs. But yeah, we tweaked some stuff offensively. Our defense remained the same because we were a good defensive team for the last couple of years. So with Rudiger and Eric Pascal, and also Hassan, we got a versatility both offensively and especially defensively. So it's gonna be kind of same team, but we're gonna try to play probably faster and a little bit smarter.
What's different about
you? I mean, just our transition offense is kind of different we have some different set of fences, but basically we are great pick and roll team, so we're gonna remain be like heavy pick and roll team with Donovan and Mike and Joe Handley.
I think there's been kind of more read and react kind of players that you guys want to do. Is that the case?
I mean, we got a lot of smart players in our group, so we are setting some offenses, and then there are like 100 different looks and reads from one set of offenses. So Quinn is kind of letting us to read and play our game and get the best from every single guy. I mean, I'll try to be the best version of myself, but we all know and we have to know what is our role in a team. The last part of the last season, Mike and Donovan was out, so I needed to be more aggressive and I handled the ball more. Now when they are back, I know it was my role. They're gonna handle more, and then I'll be coming off the staggers and waiting for their extra shot and trying to get my post-up game. So like I said, every single player got to be star in their role, and then we're gonna be fine. We don't have to do any more than we supposed to.
Seems like when this team struggles, transition defense is kind of a frequent culprit. We heard someone say the other day that that's been the big focus of the recent practices. What can you guys do to kind of get better in that, or what have you been doing?
I mean, we watch a lot of film about how good we were after the All-Star break, obviously, and then also a couple of mistakes that we made against Clippers. But it's all on our individually. We had to take more proud guarding one on one and not expecting Rudy to help everybody on at the rim. So, like I said, we got to take more individual responsibility.
Do